The Inspired Scriptures, God's Ultimate Guide for Humanity. By Jesus Friend. Overview. The Scriptures describe and explain God, humanity, and their relationship. They are all inspired, reflecting God's wisdom and are given out of His love. The messages of God to people in sinful and mortal state have a purpose to show them their true condition. Additionally, to guide them understand and choose a new reality, they are not accustomed to. Furthermore, the Word of God, the Bible, is everlasting truth as God Himself. The embodiment of the eternal Word is God's divine Son, Jesus Christ. He is also, as the Bible states, the world's Creator and Redeemer. Moreover, He is a personal Savior of everyone who believes and accepts Him as such. The price God has paid for this is almost impossible for human mind to comprehend. Jesus took the sin of the broken world and shed His blood as a ransom for it. Thus, infinite love demonstrated by the ultimate sacrifice demolished the separation wall of sin between God and humanity. The resurrected Jesus now stays as a mediator between people and God. At God's appointed time, Christ will come as Lord of Lords and King of Kings to establish His everlasting dominion without sin. The ultimate source of knowledge. God's Word is His revelation given to humanity. It is His will expressed by His inspired messengers throughout the ages. Therefore, it is the true and most reliable source to explore, learn, and gain knowledge of divine and human. Their unity is embodied in the beloved Son of God. So, the unifying, centered, and most important theme of Scriptures is Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. He has taken human nature to heal and restore the broken humanity for the new sinless reality. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. John 1 verse 18. He is the author of the Word, fully divine celestial being, and living Word who became flesh, fully human, who lived according to His Word. This article gives numerous Bible examples. They are not an exhaustive list, but rather leading and informative. Table of Contents. Scriptures narrate all we need to know about God. God of the Bible as the true God. The Holy Writ reveals the Creator of heaven and earth. The ultimate Redeemer of humanity. The Bible tells and details human identity. Sin separated humans and their Maker. Living in a broken world. Heart's renewal by the power of His Word and Spirit. God's Word describes His loving and just relationship to everyone. His dealing with sin problem. He pleads with everyone. Just to Himself and humanity. Conclusion. Scriptures narrate all we need to know about God. It is God's decision to unfold what the human mind can bear. He knows us better than we know ourselves. We need unwavering faith in His testimonies from Genesis to Revelation. He has given bits of information of Himself throughout the entire Holy Writ. God is not man to lie. He does what He says He will do. Numbers 23 verse 19, Psalm 33 verse 4, 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. His Word is truth and stands forever. Psalm 117 verse 2, John 17 verse 17, Ephesians 1 verse 13. The Word of God is the most extensive way He describes Himself to humanity. He also gives His Spirit to reveal to people the deeper meaning of His revelation. John 3 verse 34, Acts 2 verse 17, Romans 8 verses 9 and 14, 1 Corinthians 2 verses 10 through 14, and chapter 3 verse 16. We acquire knowledge of God also from our experience with nature and His providence in our lives and the lives of others. And the Holy Spirit is the main divine helper for God's people. God of the Bible as the true God. God testifies and gives evidence about it. He does it from creation to the full restoration of the world and people. Additionally, in all his dealings with sin throughout the entire human history. For example, thus saith the Lord the King of Israel, and his Redeemer the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me there is no God. Isaiah 44 verse 6. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens. God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45 verse 18. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17 verse 3. The Word is embodied in the person of God's divine Son. He became one of us, Emmanuel, incarnated in the human species substance. John 1 verse 14, Matthew 1 verses 16, 23, and 25, Luke 1 verse 31. So, God descended to the level of humanity to make them understand him better as communicating to a friend. For instance, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. John 1 verses 1 and 2. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. John 1 verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, God with us. Matthew 1 verse 23. The Holy Writ reveals the Creator of heaven and earth. In every act of his creative power there's an expression of his infinite love. In the beginning God created heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 verse 1. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3 verse 9. All things were made by him, Jesus. And without him there was not anything that was made. John 1 verse 3. And God saw everything that he had made, and, behold, it was very good. Genesis 1 verse 31. God's creative power is as incomprehensible as his existence. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. Therefore, we have to believe just what the scriptures say. For example, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalms 33 verses 6 and 9. Furthermore, we have to observe and study the messages God has for us in nature. Thus we can discern the glory of the Creator in his works. This was Christ's purpose in parables teaching, bounding up his lessons with the beauty of natural things. God upholds the operation of nature. The hand of God guides the planets in their orderly march throughout the heavens. It is not because of an inherent power that year by year the earth continues her motion round the sun. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Psalm 19 verse 1. The word of God controls the elements. God not only created the elements, but also sustains and directs them. For instance, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Psalm 147 verses 4 and 8. God even will remove some of the elements when he will make everything new. For example, the sun shall be no more thy light by day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Isaiah 60 verse 19. And the city, New Jerusalem, had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelation 21 verse 23. There shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Revelation 22 verse 5. The ultimate Redeemer of humanity. God has promised a Redeemer right after the fall of our first parents Adam and Eve. And I will put enmity between thee, serpent, and the woman, church, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3 verse 15. Jesus' heels were bruised by the crucifixion nails on the cross of Calvary. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53 verse 6. On Golgotha, Christ became the Lamb of God who took the sin of the world. John 1 verse 29. Thus he had fulfilled the prophecy of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13 verse 8. This was the mystery, the plan of redemption, conceived by the Godhead, which Jesus volunteered to accomplish. He foresaw everything that would happen and took the initiative to help humanity even before the time of their creation. Consider the examples. The preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. But now it is made manifest. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Romans 16 verses 25 and 26. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. His loving character on display at Calvary. Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God, who has manifested to the world that God is love. He came to convince humans of this truth by the undeniable evidence displayed on the cross of Calvary. And our world and heaven have witnessed God's love, as he crucified himself in the person of his divine Son. Thus he completed the eternal plan, being true to himself and the Father as a member of the Godhead. Additionally, the Father and the Son have the same love and purpose for humanity. Thus the following famous Bible statements become true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. My Father and I are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? John 8 verse 18, 10 verse 30, 14 verse 9. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 verse 16. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4 verse 9. This is the plan of human redemption the Godhead devised from eternity. For his love to you and the joy set before him to be with you for eternity, constrained Jesus to endure the cross. His atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world demonstrated the true character of God to people and celestial beings. Thus the truth of God's personality, the light of his love, goodness, and mercy, was dispersed into the spiritual darkness of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, character, and will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17 verses 25 and 26. Summary on portraying himself in his word. God gave his inspired word to real people. They wrote it down through their own personality. His word is truth, because he is the embodiment of the truth. God testifies of himself as creator and redeemer of the human family. He firmly states that there is no other to compare with. He descended to the level of humanity to make them understand him better as communicating to a friend. Moreover, Jesus became the world's redeemer by taking away its sin. The Father and the Son acted according to their statements. Thus our world and heaven have witnessed God's love, as he crucified himself in the person of his divine Son. The Bible tells and details human identity. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1 verses 26 and 27. Though they had their biological, or physical, nature, or essence, they needed something else. Adam's human form was perfect in all its arrangements, but it was without life, physical nor spiritual. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Genesis 2 verses 7. Thus our first parents were given spiritual and moral qualities by their Maker. And they were to represent and glorify him as his children. Their living souls were not only to continue in existence, but to experience a constant spiritual and moral growth. It was possible, because of what God had endowed them at their creation. They were made with the capacity to love and be loved, know and understand the goodness of God, be free to choose. Humans were the crowning act of God's creation. He designed them to express his thought and reveal his glory, goodness and character. Know ye that the Lord he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 100 verse 3. Sin separated humans and their Maker. Satan had led humankind to sin. They believed his lies and thus distrusted God. Since then, he leads people into skepticism, causing them to lose confidence in God and to separate from his love. He tempts them to break his law, and then he claims them as his followers. Adam was created in the image of God. He was in perfect harmony with the moral law of God. So, the principles of righteousness were written upon his heart. But sin alienated him from his Maker. So, he no longer reflected the divine image. Since then, it is so with his descendants. Thus one's heart is at conflict with the principles of God's law. The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8 verse 7. But through the merits of Christ humankind can be restored to harmony with God. One's heart must be renewed by divine grace. This change is the new birth, without which Jesus said, one cannot see the kingdom of God. God made us free moral beings, choosing to obey or disobey. The reward of everlasting life is promised to those who do God's will through his grace. He gave us reasoning power to understand the claims of divine law. Conscience to feel the guilt of transgression and the peace and joy of obedience. No need to speculate and slash or deny him. We are as ignorant of God as little children. But, as little children, we could love, trust and follow our Heavenly Father. Moreover, we can rest peacefully in his arms, knowing that he has our best interest now and for eternity. Instead of speculating in regard to his nature or his prerogatives, let us heed the words he has spoken. Can you find God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven, what can you do? It is deeper than hell, What can you know? Job 11 verses 7 and 8. Where shall wisdom be found? It is not found in the land of the living. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. Job 28 verses 12 and 17. But God understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof. And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28 verses 23 and 28. Therefore, we can know what God has revealed to humans by believing it. Furthermore, the scriptures outline an important principle. How to test claims, vision, prophecy, and miracles today. Consider the following Bible texts. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8 verse 20. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2 verse 10. In other words, everything must be tested by the word of God even if it comes from a megachurch doctrine or tradition, prominent speaker or evangelist, religious or political figure, living in a broken world. Soul's union with God is formed through Christ. Additionally, the union between believers must be cemented by the love of Jesus. It is the death of Christ that makes his love effective for us. It is only because of his death that we can look with joy to his second coming. His sacrifice is the center of our hope. About this we need to hold a living faith. For example, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. Romans 3 verse 25. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1 verse 16. The great motive powers of the soul are faith, hope, and love. It is to these that Bible study appeals. In its records of nature, imagery, and expression, and people who walked with God, we see his glory. In the one altogether lovely we behold him, whom scriptures reveal from Genesis to Revelation. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are the ones which testify about me. John 5 verse 39. Jesus was lifted up, as he prophesied about himself. So, he draws all unto him. John 12 verse 32. Thus by beholding the world's Redeemer through the sacred records, the power of faith, adoration, and love is awakened in the soul. Moreover, by fixing our gaze upon Christ, we grow into the likeness of him, who we adore. For example, but we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Galatians 5 verses 5 and 6. Thus the words of the Apostle Paul become the believer's expression. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Philippians 3 verses 8 and 10. Heart's renewal by the power of his word and spirit. The power of Christ alone can work the transformation in heart and mind. Those who would partake with him of the new life in the kingdom of heaven must experience that. For example, except if a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 verse 3. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15 verses 4 and 5. So, the one who attempts to build up a virtuous character independent of the grace of Christ is building his house upon the sand. Matthew 7 verse 26. In the storms of temptation it will surely be overthrown. So, the character is transformed by divine work as it had been promised. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Ezekiel 36 verse 26. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14 verse 16. In the heart renewed by the divine spirit, love is the ruling principle of action. This love is found in the heart where Jesus reigns. We love him, because he first loved us. 1 John 4 verse 19. The Spirit conforms the individual's renewed heart to the model Jesus Christ. Thus enmity against God is changed into faith and love, and pride into humility. Additionally, the believer perceives the beauty of truth. So, this transformation of character is the testimony to the world of an indwelling Christ. The Bible educates diligent students on sincere and reverent love for truth, or light, and steadfast integrity. This is a death to self and sin, and a new life altogether as the Apostle explained it. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2 verse 20. God had endowed humankind at creation with critical faculties to love and be loved. Know, understand, and appreciate His goodness. Make their choices freely. Our first parents believed Satan's lies. Thus they broke his law of love and trust, failing to represent his own character. Since then, it is so with their descendants. But through the merits of Christ, humanity can be restored to harmony with God. One's heart must be renewed by His grace. His sacrifice is the center of our hope. About this we need to hold a living faith. And the Holy Spirit conforms the individual's renewed heart to the model Jesus Christ. Thus the conflict and separation with God is changed into faith and love, and pride into humility. God's word describes His loving and just relationship to everyone. The sovereignty of God involves fullness of blessing to all created beings. This was what Jesus taught His audience on the Mount. Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5 verses 44 and 45. In the same manner Apostle Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and said to the men of Athens, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life, and breath, and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. For in him we live, and move, and have our being. Forasmuch as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device. Acts 17 verses 22 through 29. So, God treats all people equally. He has sent light of truth to the world through His Son. Additionally, He offers free salvation to all without partiality. God does it out of His infinite love and mercy for the world. For example, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3 verse 17. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3 verse 5. His dealing with sin problem. God gave humanity ample evidence in His Word about His loving nature and character. His Son demonstrated God's mercy and love alongside His justice and truth in His dealing with sin. According to Scriptures, there are celestial and human sinful beings. Sin has begun in heaven and then expanded to earth. By believing the lies of Satan, our first parents Adam and Eve had fallen short of God's glory. In other words, they had distrusted God as their loving Father. Thus they had fallen from the state of love and truth. They were endowed by God with them, at the time of their creation in His likeness. Thus the children began to misrepresent His Father. Ever since, every successive human generation of Adam and Eve reflects their moral image and not God's. For example, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law, love to God and others. 1 John 3 verse 4. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51 verse 5. For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 verse 23. God is always just to Himself and to the rest of the cosmos. And to help our broken world, He and His divine Son devised the plan of redemption. Thus God paid the ultimate price for humanity's redemption by the death of His beloved Son. For example, who hath saved us according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. All that the Godhead does for people is with no coercion. Moreover, it based on the principles of love and freedom as it was at creation. He pleads with everyone. His guidance for eradicating sin applies to all people. In His love and mercy toward fallen humanity, God has made needed provisions for His erring children to return to Him. The world is committed to Christ by the Father and He gives light of life to all. For example, in Him was life, and this life was the light of men. John 1 verse 4. Thus He enlightens everyone that had been born and will be born till His second coming. This is the light of truth about salvation and eternal life granted by the grace of God to all who believe in His Son as their personal Savior. In the closing pages of the Bible, Christ's calling is echoed down through the ages. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22 verse 1. The river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeds from the throne of God and the Lamb. Just to Himself and humanity. God gave His only begotten Son to save humanity. Thus He is just to Himself and His law, justifying all who accept Christ. His merit set aside everything that would interpose between humans and God's pardoning love. The law which they transgressed is not changed to meet the sinners in their fallen condition. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18 verse 20. Sin separates everyone from God, and there is no life without Him. But, Jesus stands in the sinner's place. He takes the sin of the world on Himself. In other words, the sins of all people from Adam down the line of time till His second coming. So, He became the sinner's substitute. And it was the Father who laid them on His Son as the Lamb of God. John 1 verse 29, Isaiah 53 verse 6, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. This was done in reality by the collaborative action of the Godhead's members. Whatever God says, He does. Numbers 23 verse 19. Thus God is just to His way of governing the entire universe. Additionally, He also justifies those that believe in Jesus. For example, for all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. That he might be just, and the justifier of one which believeth in Jesus. Romans 3 verses 23 through 26. Thus we see the value that God places on humanity and the love he has for his children. Summary on God's relationship with humanity. The sovereignty of God involves fullness of blessing to all created beings. And we are his offspring. For in him we live, and move, and have our being. God's true character and his love and mercy to the world became evident on Calvary's cross. He offered a free salvation to all without partiality. His Son took the place of sinners as the Father laid on him the iniquities of us all. Thus God is just to his way of governing the entire universe. Additionally, he also justifies those that believe in Jesus. Thus we see the value God places on humanity. Conclusion. The Bible is the supreme and all-sufficient guide for humanity. It demonstrates God's love and desire to have everyone back with him for eternity. The inspired scriptures unveil marvelously who the only true God is, your Creator and Redeemer. They reveal your identity as part of the human family. Moreover, explaining your current state and what the future holds. Through the Word of God you gain a knowledge of him and his Son, whom the Father sent into the world to live and die for sinners. Additionally, their desire to reinstate you to the glorious life and endless opportunities humankind had at the time of creation. We all need a guide through the many strait places of life. Inspired by God and written by historical figures, the Bible clearly points out the perfect standard of character and duties of all, renewing the mind and heart through its power. Important work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, consider the Bible as an infallible guide for you under all circumstances in your heavenward journey.